It's the Prime Meridian Line.
It's the centre of world time and space.
It's the Royal Observatory at Greenwich.
I'm David Rooney and I'm the curator of timekeeping here at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. Well, the Royal Observatory has been here since 1675. It's a very old scientific institution, and it's known throughout the world as the home of time. In fact, the prime meridian of the world, which is the line from which all time is measured, passes through our courtyard. And so we're very much the home of Greenwich Mean Time, which is the basic time for the world. We're standing here at the heart of the Royal Observatory Greenwich, and we're surrounded by clocks and watches and telescopes. It's a fantastic site that we're on. It's full of world history, and it's been around here since 1675.
They are all in excellent condition, aren't they?
Yes, we look after these clocks. They need to be wound up once a day or once a week, and it's quite a long job to get around them all, as we have about 200 on display.
Are they all made in England, or are they from different parts of the world?
We've got clocks from around the world. We've got many of them are made in this country, but we've got clocks from as far away as Russia. We've got American clocks, European clocks, and some Chinese clocks. At the moment, we're welcoming about 850,000 visitors a year. Later on this year, we'll be opening some new facilities, an astronomy centre and a big planetarium, and we expect that our visitor figures will be over 1 million a year. It's very important that everybody who visits stands on the prime meridian of the world. You have 1 foot in the eastern hemisphere and 1 foot in the western hemisphere, and you stand on the line from which all time is measured.